Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. Glory to God, for he is so worthy of all our praises. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I keep a yet praise in my spirit for the Lord because I know what God has done for me. Let us praise the Lord. Let us exalt his name on high. Let us come together as saints of God and praise the name of Jesus, for he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. The second half of the hour of power. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for a day that we've seen today that we'll never see again, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the roof of our head, our clothes, and our backs, the food on our table, oh Father. We thank you for the simple things, the small things, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we thank you right now that we're still here, Father. We thank you right now that you did not allow the enemy to destroy us, Lord. Oh God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed over 2,000 years ago, that all might be saved if they would just believe. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, your holy word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, let your word go through the airways today, Father, with power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins. We pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you will comfort them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for the lost, oh God, today. Oh, God, we pray because we know that you are soon to return, oh God, and they must know who Jesus is. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father, we pray, oh, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. We pray, oh, Father God, that they will come from death to life because your word says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, God, we know right now, Lord, that you love each and every one of us, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know, Lord, that you showed us your love when you sent your only begotten Son into a dying world to die upon the cross for me and everybody else and the whole world. Oh, God, we thank you for your love, oh, God, that you manifested it, oh, God, through Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your deliverance, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for your deliverance, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy is under our feet, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for deliverance, oh, God. We thank you right now, Lord, that a lost soul is going to be saved. Somebody's going to be healed, and somebody's going to get delivered, and somebody's going to get set free in the mighty name of Jesus. For the word of God says that you sent Jesus that all might be saved, that the broken heart can be mended. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your name, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We got a reason to praise you for all that you've already done on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, that we can come from death to life. Oh, God, we thank you right now that Jesus rose. Oh, yes, he rose. Oh, yes, he rose. Yes, he lived. Jesus, yes, he lived. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word, oh, God. We thank you for the supernatural things, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We love you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he's worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Glorify his name. Lift his name. Magnify his name. Oh, hallelujah. For he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. I got to quit, because I can praise him, because I know what he done done for me. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. He is the Almighty God, the creator of all things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Hebrews today. Amen. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin at verse 1, and the word of God reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I wonder, are you pleasing God? Are you living your life pleasing God? Amen. And verse number 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. I wonder, do you believe that God is God? Hallelujah. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. The title of our message today is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith. I wonder today, where is your faith? Do you really have faith in God? Do you believe that he is? Do you believe that he is God? See, the scripture tells us here that it was by faith and through faith that many of the Old Testament followers, disciples, prophets, whatever they did, it was done by faith. Because, see, we know faith without works is dead. So if we ain't doing anything, then where is our faith? Glory to God. But see, the Bible tells us in this scripture, it says by faith Noah. Then it says by faith Abraham. Then it goes on to say, hallelujah, by faith Abraham, by faith the harlot Rahab, hallelujah. It says to us that by faith and through faith, we must do something in order for God to move on our behalf, because without faith, we're saying that we are sitting, in other words, we're sitting down waiting for something to happen, and we're waiting on the promises of God, but in order for us to get the promises of God, we have got to move. We have got to activate our faith in within us, glory to God, and we got to do something. It says by faith. See, by faith, things happen. But it's in your faith, and it's through your faith that these things will happen. It's not by my faith. I got my own measure of faith, and you have your measure of faith. But in order for my faith to be activated in me, I got to do something. I got to move. First of all, I got to believe that God is God. I got to believe and have faith enough to believe that God is a God of impossibilities. I got to believe that God can do just what he said he can do. I got to believe that it don't matter how it looks, it don't matter how it feels, it don't matter how it may seen. I got to believe in what I do not see. Because the word tells us that if we hope for something and we can see it, that's not faith. Faith is when I cannot see it, glory to God. I can't see it, but I'm yet hoping for it. I'm yet believing in God for it. And because I believe for it, Christ, I'm living a righteous life before God, hallelujah, these things will come to pass. The promises of God, it comes by faith. Now, when we ask for more faith, realize that there's a test that comes when you ask for more faith. Glory to God, because God is going to see when you're going to actually move, hallelujah, to Jesus. See, like when God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, you got to move away from your relatives. And all y'all know we got relatives that we need to push kind of back to the side because they are hindering us from doing what God has called us to do. Some of them don't even believe that God has even called you, but we yet still trying to hold on to what we got to do like Abraham did. We got to move. Abraham, faith in him, make him move and believe what God said unto him. I mean, really, do you really believe it is impossible to please him without faith? It's impossible. He's going to operate in your life by the faith that's in you. He said you got to have faith like a mustard seed. You got to have faith. I got to have faith even though I'm being attacked. I got to have faith to know that God is going to protect me. He's going to bring me out because there's something that God got for me to do. It's in my destiny. Glory to God. It's in my faith. Glory, hallelujah. It's not in anybody's faith. It ain't my mom and my dad and my sister. It's not in anybody's faith but my own. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the scripture always says, by faith, they were saved. By faith, they were healed. By faith, they were delivered. By faith, hallelujah, salvation came to the house. See, salvation comes when you have faith in God and to believe that God is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have faith in God. Noah built the ark by faith. It was, and God could have told Noah, not Moses, but told Noah, hey, I want you to build this ark. And Noah could have sat right there in a chair and said, nah, it ain't raining in this area for years. I'm not going to build this ark. I'm just paraphrasing it. And he probably would say it to himself, you know, I'm not going to do that. I ain't even hear God with that. But he didn't. He believed in what the word. He said, by the word. You're believing by the word. That's why we got to be hearers and doers of the word. Amen. And so he built the ark. Can you imagine building the ark? And people were laughing. Now, they're watching one movie, and the people were laughing at him, telling me he was building this big boat, and it had nowhere to go. But by faith. Because by his faith, his whole family was saved. Because he acted on what God had told him to do. By the words of God, he received God's word. He received that one word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. He received that word, and he believed in what God had told him to do, and he did it. Even though he couldn't see it. That's to say, he did not see the rain. But he had faith enough to believe in what God had told him to do. See, things happen when you got faith. If you ain't got no faith, then you can't please God. You can't please him without faith. I got to believe. Whoever God has called me to be, I have to believe in myself and have faith enough to believe and have people around me that will help build up my faith to believe what God has said about me. I'm talking about me. Hallelujah. Because every time a test will come, it's to test your faith. That's why the Bible says that Abraham called up his only son, Isaac. That was by faith, it was his only son. He offered up his only son by faith. Because the word says there's nothing too impossible for God if we have faith. So he had faith enough to believe, and he was going to take his son's life. But at the very end of it, God provided a sacrifice for Abraham. Amen. So we have to move and activate our faith in us to let God know that, hey, I trust in you, Lord. I don't see the big picture. It don't feel good right now what I'm going through. I'm going through the storm and I'm going through the rain. But because you said it, let your will be done in my life. By faith, I'm going to believe in what God has spoken unto me. We must have faith in him because we can't please him without it. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as we look at the scriptures and how God showed us where faith was, we got to have that same type of faith as believers. We got to have that faith. But because we're living in a world now that nobody cares about anybody. Everything that is right is now wrong. What is wrong is now right. And they don't care about nothing concerning God. There's a falling away from God. They don't have faith in God. They don't want God. They don't love God. Hallelujah. But we as believers must stand in our faith and believe in what God said, no matter how bad it may look, because we know that without faith it's impossible to please God. In order for the things in our life to manifest in our life, we must have faith. We got to have that now faith, as the word said. It's that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, I'm hoping for it. I believe in God for it, even though I may not see it. And I may not even live to see it. It may be the next generation that's going to see it. I'm looking forward to a thing that is going to happen, but I may not see it. It may be for my next generation. Hallelujah. And it says the evidence of things not seen. I can't see it. You know, I just can't see it. But yet in my spirit, I got to still have that hope. Because hope and faith work together. You can't have one without the other. They work together. So that the things that God has promised unto us shall come to pass. Moses had faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. He had faith. He took the people through the Red Sea. He had enough faith to lift up the rod and believe that God was going to lift that water up like two walls. He had to believe that. He had to have faith enough to believe it. This is a lot of water. The Red Sea is a lot of water. Hallelujah. This is a lot of water. But he had to have faith to believe and to hear the word of God. To hear God and to move and to believe and to know that he is God. That's why he said we have to believe and know that he is. Hallelujah. Because it's impossible for us to please him. We have to believe that he is. And that he will reward those that seek him. What you seeking? Where are you putting your faith? Are you putting your faith in the Almighty God? Do you really believe in it? That's the thing. Do you really believe that God is God? I mean, you know, we put faith in a lot of things. We put faith in stuff that's not eternal. We put faith in stuff that we can see. We don't put it into the eternal thing. We don't put them in the things of God. We put our faith in the things of the world that perish, that does not last forever. The things of God will last forever. And without the faith in us, we cannot please God. We cannot put our faith in anything else but in him. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to put our faith in him. In him alone. Don't put our faith in our money. Don't put our faith in our friends. Don't put our faith in the world system because it's going to fall. And what you going to do when you got your faith all tied up in the government? Put your faith in God, that God will feed you. Put your faith in God, that God will put clothes on your back. Put your faith in God to know that whatever happens on your job, God is able to open up a door that no man can close. That he can give you another job. She may have been closing that door to get you out of the place where you are to something better. But you got to have faith. Have faith in him to know that he's a healer. Have faith in him to believe that he's a deliverer. It ain't nothing that he can't deliver you from. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have faith to believe that he is your man of war. Because the enemy will attack. But if you believe and have faith in God, and to know that God will deliver you, he'll deliver you from your sin. And you got faith enough to believe, he will deliver you, heal you. He'll bring you out of the darkness to the light. Hallelujah to Jesus. He will deliver you out of that world of sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord can do all things if we would just believe. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we would just believe that there's nothing too hard for God. It's impossible for man, yes. But it's not impossible for God. But it's by your faith. It's through your faith. Your action shows God that you believe, that you have faith in him. You believe. I can tell you now, I've been through some stuff now. Woo, Jesus. Woo, I've been through some stuff. So I know God is a deliverer. I know that God is a healer. I know that God is a provider because he has done it for me. Glory to God. He heals everything. Oh, hallelujah. If you just make him your everything, glory to God. If you will have faith to know and have faith in everything, if you make him your everything, have faith to know that he is everything. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for that word. Know that Jesus is everything. And have faith to believe that he can do just what he said he can do. He is everything that I need. I got to have faith. I got to change my life. I got to live for Jesus. I got to come out of the world of sin, and I got to repent and change my life around and live for the true and living God. By faith, I can do that. If I truly want him, if I truly want him, I can. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it says, by faith, through faith, they please God. It didn't say that they sat down and just waited on God. You know, I'm looking for a job. I'm just waiting on God. But if you don't put an application in online because they don't hit the pavement like they used to, you got to go online and apply for a job. If you apply for the job, then you showing God, I got faith. I don't know which one of these jobs is mine, hallelujah to Jesus, but I'm going to make an effort. I'm going to place an application or put an application in for another employment or for a job. You can't just sit there and not move. Our faith has to be activated. Our faith must move. Faith without work is dead. It's impossible to please him. You cannot please him just sitting there. You cannot please him by waiting on someone else to do what you need to do. Because it's in your faith. It's not in Ministry Elaine's faith. It's in your faith and by your faith and through your faith. And whether you believe and have enough trust in God to do what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's by your faith. Hallelujah. And if you believe and you begin to walk in faith, living in faith, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why I said faith test, because I can say about me, God has allowed things to happen to me where I had to depend on him. It built my faith to know that he is able to supply. I ain't starved yet. I still got a roof over my head. I still got clothes on my back because I know that he is, and he has revealed himself to me that I am a God that can do all things. I am a God. I can take this thing that looks impossible and make it possible because I'm that kind of God. And if I had not went through the thing, because you know a lot of times we don't want to go through nothing, but if I had not went through what I went through, I would not have known that God can do all of those things. Because when we depend on our money and our bank and everybody else doing for us, that's why sometimes God pushes them out the way. Because you know, your faith will never get built if you're always depending on somebody else to do something. Some things you got to fight for yourself, and you're going to have to fight for it in faith. You're going to have to do it yourself and not wait on anybody else to do it, for it is in your faith and your faith alone. It is impossible to please God without faith. Faith is key. Activate your faith. Read the word so you can hear what all these things that the other people did. It wasn't because they saw it. They didn't see it. They didn't see it. They moved by what God has said, and they believe. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we got to stand fast and hold on to our faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to continue to be faithful unto God, no matter what we're going through. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to continue to be faithful unto God and know that we got to have that now faith. We got to have that faith where it may not look like it, but I'm still believing. I'm still believing. Because God has left us so many examples here in this Bible that if we would just have faith in him, if we would just have faith, we can't please him without it. We just got to have faith. Hallelujah. We got to have faith and exercise our faith. And in whatever we do, and when we exercise our faith and we begin to move, things will begin to happen in our lives if we would just move. If we would just move. Faith says, I have to do something. I have to do something to activate my faith within me that I might do what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. All things are possible through him. Hallelujah to Jesus. The examples of faith. And Christ is our example. Hallelujah of faith. You know, Christ lives, he died, and he rose again. And this is a great example of faith unto believers and to those who are unsaved and who don't know Jesus. Because Jesus had enough faith to go to the cross and to bear the cross for us. He paid the cross, paid the price for us. He didn't have any sin. Yet he had faith enough to go through the cross to the cross. He had enough faith to do that. He had enough faith to go to the cross and know that when I hang upon the cross, when I give up my spirit, and they put me in this tomb, I got faith enough to believe that my God, my Father, raised me from the dead. He did it by faith. Glory to God. He did it by faith. He didn't have to do it, but he did it by faith for us. That's an example of love. Hallelujah to Jesus. We are running out of time. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, you just step out on your faith today. Hallelujah to Jesus. And accept Jesus in your life today. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus, the Lord and God, raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to do a couple of announcements before we close out. Remember Tuesday night show, One Word with the Lord, with Prophetess Javon Rao, who is my leader, and also the leader of Prophetess Martha. Amen. Prophetic Corner. Tune in at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget Friday night prayer every first Friday of every month. And the next one is June the 2nd. Amen. We got to get out of here. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I'll say, you be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Have a great week next week in the name of the Lord. Amen. Be blessed.